From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel reporting. At least 22 people were killed and dozens more injured in a stampede in Mumbai on Friday morning. The stampede occurred as a crowd was taking cover on a bridge during a monsoon downpour. British Pandey was there. He says the stampede happened because there were too many people on the bridge and they were in a hurry and wanted to move out. They felt suffocated and just wanted to get out. Although the cause of the stampede is unclear, there are reports that people thought the bridge was about to collapse after some chunks of concrete fell, causing people to flee. Afghan officials say a suicide bomber has targeted a Shiite mosque in Kabul, killing at least six people and wounding many more. The attack took place after Friday prayers when worshippers were on their way home. The death toll from the powerful blast is expected to rise. Puerto Rico is under a flash flood watch as the wait for food and supplies continues. Heavy rain is expected through the weekend as the island digs out of the devastation left by Hurricane Maria. In Washington, President Donald Trump praised the local leaders on the island and outlined his administration's efforts to help.
But diplomacy is still the first option. U.S. Secretary of State.
That is obviously not President Trump. We'll try to get back to him later in the newscast. Critics have accused the Trump administration of not responding quickly enough to the hurricane, which ravaged Puerto Rico on September 17th. President Trump is expected to visit Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands on Tuesday. At this hour, U.S. markets are mixed. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 14 points. The Nasdaq is up 40, and the S&P is up 7. This is VOA News. President Trump will travel to five Asian countries in November to participate in regional summits. The White House says the goal is to gather global support against the North Korean threat. Mr. Trump will make his first trip to China. He'll also visit Japan, South Korea, Vietnam, and the Philippines during the 11-day trip. Ahead of that trip, U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is in China amid heightened tensions on the Korean Peninsula. And in other news, as part of that effort of Mr. Tillerson's trip to China, the U.S. is working to toughen sanctions on North Korea. Susan Thornton, the acting U.S. Assistant Secretary of State for Asian and Pacific Affairs, told a congressional committee the Trump administration is working with international partners on applying new pressure on Kim Jong-un's government. If fully implemented, the new sanctions would significantly cut North Korea's oil, gasoline, diesel, and heavy fuel imports, while completely banning the import of natural gas and other oil substitutes. North Korea condemned the UN action, saying it is aimed at completely suffocating the North Korean people. The UN Migration Agency says at least 23 people are dead with dozens more missing following the shipwreck of a boat carrying Rohingya Muslims. They were fleeing the violence in Myanmar to Bangladesh. The death toll is expected to rise. The U.S. is ordering more than half of its personnel in Cuba out of the country. U.S. officials say this is a response to specific attacks on diplomats in Havana, the most recent in August. The U.S. embassy will stop processing visas and a new travel warning for Americans is up, telling them not to travel to the island nation. The U.S. Senate has confirmed John Huntsman as the new U.S. ambassador to Russia, filling a void at a critical time in U.S.-Russian relations. Huntsman is a former governor of the U.S. state of Utah who previously served as ambassador to Singapore and China. The new U.S. ambassador will arrive in Moscow as tensions remain high between the U.S. and Russia on issues that include allegations of Russian meddling in U.S. elections and interference in eastern Ukraine. A huge new rockfall at Yosemite National Park in California injured one person on Thursday. A granite slab fell from the iconic El Capitan rock formation. The incident happened just one day after another massive rock dropped from El Capitan, killing a British tourist and injuring his wife. And to repeat our top story, at least 22 people were killed and dozens more injured in a stampede in Mumbai on Friday. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, and for all the latest news, visit us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.